Now positive, I said it. But now it's time for the little game. This is a trivia game, and it's going to work in the following fashion. I will read a trivia question into the microphone, and if you know the answer, then call me up at 786-5486. That is 786-5486. Or if you're calling from Southern Humboldt, you can call me at 923-7799. And if you're the first person to call in with the correct answer, you win. You win a Tony Furtado CD. He's coming here. He's going to be at Humbrews. Yes, Humbrews on the 14th, Saturday. That's coming up on Saturday. Man, you should get some tickets. Well, I'll tell you what. If you win the Tony Furtado CD and you want to go to the show, then you also win a pair of tickets. How about that? Tony Furtado prize package. That is for you if you're the first person with the right answer. So here's what we're going to do. I have in my hand a book that is called Cocktail Bill Boothby's World Drinks and How to Mix Them. It was published. Cover price $1. It was published originally, I don't know, in MCM XXX, whenever that is. Given to me by Lynn. She listened to the show a long time ago, so by now I'm sure she's grown tired of it. But in case you're still listening, Lynn, thank you. I look at this book every day. So I'm going to pick at random a drink out of here, a cocktail recipe. And I'm going to ask you to tell me what the main ingredient is, what the main liquor is in this cocktail. All right, so this is a very old book. They have a bunch of old cocktails. They have new ones, too. But they have a bunch of old ones. So I'll just randomly here. Page 30. Okay, here you go. This couldn't be more random, but whatever. What is the main ingredient in the Boomerang No. 2 cocktail? Boomerang No. 2, what is the main liquor in that? Boomerang No. 2. Call me up. Tell me the main liquor in it, and you'll win those tickets. Very exciting. All right, line number one. You are on the air. Who's this?
Never heard of a Boomerang, so I'm taking a walk.
Afraid that's not right, though.
Okay.
Thanks, though. Take care. All right. This is proving to be a little more difficult than I thought. But now we have line number three, the finest of all lines on the air. And who? To whom am I speaking, please?
This is Ben from Santa Clarita.
Ben from Santa Clarita.
Yes.
We haven't heard from you in a while. How's everything going? I was a little worried about you.
It's fine.
Okay. Nothing. You just decided to take a few days off and not call us?
It's not fair because people who hear it on the radio can call in before I get to hear it.
Well, here you are, though. You have your chance.
It's not fair, though.
Well, this is it. This is your chance, though. I guess you won't be taking those tickets unless you're going to make the drive up from Santa Clarita in case you win.
No.
Okay. All right. Do you enjoy a cocktail from time to time? Or?
No.
Okay, not much of a drinker. Well, perhaps you know anyway, Boomerang number two. What's the main liquor in that?
Rye whiskey.
I'm sorry?
Rye whiskey.
Otherwise known as rye?
Yes.
I'm afraid that's not correct.
It's not fair, though.
Thank you for calling, though, Ben. Try back, and if no one gets it, you can call back.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, he's going to be... I'll be hearing about this one. But now we have line number one on the air. Who is it? Is it a bartender?
Not for years.
Okay, but at some point. Perhaps you will know this now. Ben gave you a big clue. Boomerang number two, what's the main ingredient?
I'm going to go with gin.
Gin, that is the main ingredient in the Boomerang number one, but not the Boomerang number two.
Ah, rats. It's not fair.
Take care. Thank you. Bye. Oh, I don't need Ben inspiring rebellion on this show. But we have now line number two on the air. Please get this right. Who is this?
Hi, my
Boomerang on me. But now we have line number three on the air. Who is this?
It's Ralphie from Redway.
Hey, Ralphie. I knew that was you just from your laugh.
I just thought it was really funny about Ben.
What's with that guy?
I think he's putting you on myself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe all a ruse. I don't know. All right, Ralphie, the Boomerang number two. What's the main ingredient?
I'm going to go with rum.
Rum. That is not correct.
It's not correct.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks anyway. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, dear. This is gonna be a problem fairly soon. Let's go with line number one, though. You're on the air. Who's this?
Steve from Eureka.
Steve from Eureka. How you doing?
Good.
Is the same Steve I just talked to?
Yeah.
You're back in there. All right. That's a wise move. Now, well, let's just have your there's families of liquor, and they have different you know, variations on the type of liquor. They have different names. So I'm going to just pose this question to you, Steve. What is the chief ingredient in the Boomerang number 2 cocktail?
Well, I was going to say Southern Comfort. That's a type instead of a brand instead of a type.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's
Scotch.
Scotch. No,
I'm afraid. No? Okay.
Thank you, though.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, this is lingering death.
Wild Turkey.
Wild Turkey is not correct. Thank you, though, sir.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Now, someone may have just a moment.
Okay.
All right, there it is. Whew, congratulations. Yeah, it's whiskey. Thank you, Ben. You hear that, Ben? Not rye, whiskey.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's New Riders of the Purple Sage. That song's called Whiskey. That was recorded at Veneta, Oregon, August 27, 1972. And congratulations to Lynn. That couldn't have been better, because she gave me that book, and now the karmic balance is restored, because she's picked up the tickets and the CD, so that's very good. Way to go, Lynn. And thank you for getting that. I see I have an email here from one Ben from Santa Clarita. It's a Google link. When I click on it, Boomerang. He sent me a bunch of links to recipes for the Boomerang that call for rye whiskey. It's the Boomerang too, Ben. I thought that was clear. You have to pay a little bit more attention next time. All right, let's move on to the KM Good Time Guide, your guide to good times on the North Coast, sponsored